So the House Finance Committee, which you co-chair, voted to reduce the amount the state would draw from the Alaska Permanent Fund earnings to pay for the state budget this year. The draw would be $1.6 $5 billion, less than the $1.91 billion that Walker proposed. Bring us up to speed here. Why lessen the amount from the Alaska Permanent Fund?
Well, actually, that's the amount that the Permanent Fund has said is a sustainable amount. Of course, we were proposing to take a couple of years at a higher draw so that would meet new revenues as they would come online. However, with the Senate, we've been unable to get any new revenue or any diversification of our revenue, so there's nothing proposed to be coming online. So our view is we have to take a sustainable draw if that's going to be there, and the actuaries had lowered the return estimate for the next 10 years as being 6.5%. So basically we had to take a 0.5% down from our previous proposal, which is what the governor proposed.
And how do you propose closing the gap between what the state spends and what it raises?
Well, we proposed several things. We said there needs to be a broad-based tax, and we proposed our best solution being a progressive income tax. But when we sent the proposal over to the Senate with, taking a POMV on the earnings reserve, we said, we need a broad-based tax of generating about $650 million, and we need to increase oil taxes the way we had passed them from the House. So that was what we had proposed to them, that we were willing to go into a statutory long-term percent of market value with a with percentages going to public services and another percentage going to dividends, but only if we could get some new revenues so that we have some likelihood of balancing our revenues and our expenditures. So.
And last week we spent our interview speaking about steps preventing another mass shooting. Walk us through what happened since then.
Well, we've had a bill that Representative Guarantor here in the House has put forward looking at if people are in distress and their immediate fellows or loved ones can get a temporary restraining order, basically, that will allow the guns to be taken out of the house if they're exhibiting signs of and threatenings, but nothing that you could actually jail somebody for. We're also funding another position with mental health, the Mental Health Trust, to get a person who would coordinate the providers so that there would be a better coordination of care for individuals. But it's not only there. So what we need to do is make sure that we move upstream on this.
And yesterday, the Anchorage Daily News reported that state lawyers who represent Alaskans too poor to pay for their own attorneys may start refusing to take on new cases because of a lack of cash. They're requesting $1 million for the budget, which Governor Walker declined, and a House Budget Subcommittee also declined, with the chairman saying he was awaiting more data. Will the state find a way to ensure that poor defendants have legal representation?
Well, of course, the Public Safety Action Plan is looking at making sure the public is safe. And the problem is with the public defenders, you have to have a public defender as well as prosecutors. We funded more prosecutors. If the public defenders can't take the caseload, then those don't go to trial because you'd be violating people's constitutional rights. So we don't want to have a bottleneck in the justice system, otherwise things don't progress well, and so we'll be looking at that very closely probably next week as amendments are coming forward, especially after the public testimony.